These days, with war still in the air, march music tends to have political overtones. Marches are labeled either patriotic or militaristic, depending upon your point of view. But the recent release of an album titled The Original All-American Sousa suggests to classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz that marches can also be judged on their musical merit. The album includes performances by Keith Bryan and his new Sousa band, but Lloyd says its most remarkable feature is the series of six recordings made 70 years ago by the original March King himself.
Most serious classical music lovers probably don't have the same affection for marches as they do for other kinds of lighter music. Waltzes, for instance, also keep to one rhythm, but three-quarter time is more interesting than 4/4, and marches just don't have the same romantic appeal. Love is a more interesting and complex emotion than militant patriotism. But this new album of Sousa marches reveals a greater variety than marches are usually credited with. Of course, the album includes the famous ones like Stars and Stripes Forever, Semper Fidelis, and the U.S. Field Artillery March, better known as the Caissons Go Rolling Along. We're told in the informative historical notes that for the artillery march, Sousa used an army tune composed just after the turn of the century by Edward L. Gruber. This performance by Keith Bryan and the new Sousa band keeps with Sousa's frequent practice of ending with pistol shots. Sousa's marches weren't all intended for marching. Some were concert pieces like the delightful Grand March, The Pride of Pittsburgh, which here gets its world premiere recording. It was written for the Pittsburgh Exposition in 1901 to honor two Pittsburgh composers, Stephen Foster and Ethelbert Nevin. Sousa quotes two of their tunes in witty counterpoint, Foster's Come Where My Love Lies Dreaming and Nevin's still familiar Narcissus. There are also marches Sousa based on melodies from his operettas. He wrote 15. And there's one with a Middle Eastern flavor called Nobles of the Mystic Shrine, which was written as a tribute to his Masonic lodge. Hundreds of recordings were made by the so-called Sousa Band, but the Victor Talking Machine Company released only six actually conducted by Sousa himself. Each was made immediately after the marches themselves were composed, between 1917 and 1923. All six are on this new Delo CD. Here's Sousa's own 1923 recording of Nobles of the Mystic Shrine. There's also a speech that Sousa made on a radio program sponsored by Bond Bread on November 6, 1929, his 75th birthday. He died 2.5 years later.
Thank you, Mr. Taylor. This is John Philip Sousa. And I'm very glad to be here with my band, representing my own country, America, on this international program. When the Bon Bakers asked me to transcribe my voice and my band for this unique occasion, I was greatly honored because I realized, as Mr. Taylor has said, that some of the finest bands in the world have been engaged to play for you. I hope, however, that you will enjoy hearing me again as much as I always enjoy playing for you. I've been asked to begin with a march that is an old favorite of mine. Maybe you will recognize it.
Here's John Philip Sousa's own buoyant live broadcast performance of that old favorite. By the way, Sousa also wrote words about the American flag to his memorable tune. Let despots remember the day when our fathers with mighty endeavor proclaimed as they marched to the fray that by their might and by their right it waves forever.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed the original All-American Sousa on the Delos label.